From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are at a historic crossroads. I say that every day because it's true. And there is a big awakening happening, but the question is it enough? You know, on Friday, we had Mark Dyson, the media analyst who goes out in Los Angeles and talks to people. And 9 out of 10 Democrats he talks to, if you say for Obama, let's kill all the children for Obama. Let's have fetuses in the Pepsi for Obama. Let's put all the gun owners in concentration camps for Obama. Let's roast Jews on the beach for Obama. These are all real quotes. Let's arrest everyone with gold for Obama. Let's make Obama a dictator for Obama. What party is Obama in? They don't know. And they laugh at you, and they're proud of the fact they don't know. I wonder how you can be so ignorant. I wonder how you can be so unconscious. I wonder how you can be so stupid. And whereas I'm freaked out by people that are that stupid and that uninformed and who don't want to know and who are willfully ignorant, because I guarantee you that they know all the sports scores. They know how to act cool and how to act elitist. I'm freaked out by it. The establishment absolutely loves it. We're going to come back, go to your phone calls, get into a bunch of other police state and geopolitical news I haven't covered yet, and then the exclusive premiere of a large segment of the Russell Brand interview in the last segment coming up today. But first, I want to tell you about the October issue of InfoWars magazine. It's a special issue on the front and back. It's a skull that says Obamacare, high-quality thick paper, so it makes a great mask. You just put the rubber band, cut the rubber band and put it in there. And then you've got the back that's Prozac, the killer clown. We put 130,000 of these magazines out for subscribers and folks that buy them in bulk at cost. If you buy them, if you get them, and if you, even if you don't celebrate the satanic holiday of Halloween, I don't either, you go out and inform the zombies about Prozac and almost all the killers being on serotonin reuptake inhibitors or how Obamacare is really death panels. This is a great way to wake people up. It's 68 pages full of posters and articles and cartoons, you name it. And here's a little piece we put together here in the office with Leanne McAdoo and John Bound. This little piece was directed by yours truly. Here it is.
We take this business of waking people up very seriously here at InfoWars. That's why we have such a huge outreach operation. And it wouldn't be possible without the InfoWars magazine. And we have a very special October edition for you. We're going to make it super easy for you to get interactive with your friends and family by giving you these lovely cutout masks. Not one, but two very scary educational tools for you to hit the street.
Join with the collect. Just go to sleep, and when you awaken, there'll be no more free will. And whatever you do, don't get a copy of October's special InfoWars.com magazine. Whatever you do, don't resist. Give in.
260,000 of you could be out there as Obamacare. Or Prozac, the killer clown.
Hi, kids! It's me, your favorite selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor!
Just cut along the dotted lines, cut some holes for the eyes, and attach a few rubber bands, and you are ready to wake up America this Halloween.
Remember, kids, Obamacare is for you and your family, and so is Prozac and Ritalin. So whatever you do, don't secure your copy of InfoWars magazine and resist, because death is good for you.
Oh, it's an Obama supporter. A Zombo.
Ah. We love you. We're liberal.
You can pick up your copy today at the InfoWars store. You can always buy these in bulk at cost. And for a limited time, the annual subscription is just $39.95. Call now because operators are standing by.
Obama, we love you.
Because people need to know that Obamacare is bone-chillingly frightening.
There you go, folks. So get the magazine. Wake up some people out there. Tell them what Obamacare and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors really are. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a ton of news. On the other side, we're live. It's the sixth day of October 2013.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me
live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, we are now into the second hour, and I intend to go directly to your phone calls. And then we'll get into the London Telegraph headline, Alien DNA Could Be Recreated on Earth. And now, right out of Michael Crichton's book written 20-something years ago, they are now digging up the bones of dinosaurs and believing they can re-engineer just from the evidence of their DNA, the actual DNA, and recreate them with mastodons and woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers. They have the actual DNA. Pretty amazing. We're going to be discussing that. Also, a globalist has come out and said that the population will be totally extinct by 2030. The globalists have their way. Also, Jerry Brown says illegal immigrant driver's licenses. Only the first step. We're going to be going over that as well. U.S. raids in Libya and Somalia strike terror targets. Now MasterCard wants your fingerprints to buy and sell, just like the new iPhone 5. All that and more coming up in this second hour. And then the last segment, we're going to premiere a video sit-down interview I did with Russell Brand, the movie star, TV star, very popular comic who's been decrying the mainstream corporate narcissistic media. We've interviewed him on the radio before. He is a listener. We had a chance to actually get with him in person to do an interview. That's coming up. A large segment of it. We'll hear more of it later in the week. Coming up in the last segment today, so you'll be able to see that if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer or watching on the free streams at Infowars.com/show. Where you can also find the free podcast, free iPhone, free Droid apps, and the free newsletter link and more at Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.com in the listen page. You can also follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. We have links to our different Facebooks and others. More than a million followers on Facebook now. If you combine our five Facebooks together, our big one has 505,000 followers. And that's good because I didn't use Facebook the first few years. I didn't use Twitter. Listeners set these up, made them big, and then gave them to us. I used to have a small-minded view of Twitter and Facebook. Oh, that's establishment. Oh, they're going to censor that. I'm not going to use that. I wish I would have up front. That's how you get them really big. Now it's oversaturated, but still they're powerful tools in waking people up. So you can follow us via Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Diane in Texas. You're on the air concerning rape care or fraud care or scam care. What is the proper name for Obamacare?
Bend over and get screwed care.
Now, wait a minute. If you criticize the government, that's racist.
Well, I don't like his White House, so how about that?
Well, the White House, that's racist against white people. I want the name of it changed. Redskins racist. That's an idea. A petition to change the name of the White House. White is racist. Just like now that you mention it, actually in Seattle, they banned the name Brown Bag. They claim that's racist. I want the White House change the name right now to the Rainbow House. They'll actually probably do that, but go ahead.
I was on a conference call with I'm self-employed, and I private pay my insurance. It's catastrophic only, and I buy it through Costco. And a few months ago, they had a conference call, and they let us all know that it would either double or triple in the next year. They don't know how much it's going to go up, but it will either double or triple. So what I can't add more hours to the day so that I can work to pay for that. I can only not spend money in one place so that I can pay for other people to get free insurance.
Well, they're already devaluing the dollar to give $47 trillion to foreign banks, and Congress can't be told who's getting the money specifically. There hadn't been a coup d'etat by foreign banks or anything. They're just openly teaching the U.S. Army that George Washington is a bad guy. I can't believe, I feel like a liar when I say that, even though it's in the new Army official manual that every cadet gets. In fact, we wrote about it. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I have another question for you. I mean, that's how I feel about the insurance. It's crap. But
well, that's because you're a racist.
Right. Well, this poor woman who was executed, where are the Rainbow Coalition people? Jesse Jackson.
Well, you're against the black lady being executed? You're racist.
I'm totally against any innocent until proven guilty American being executed.
Sounds racist to me.
And I'm just wondering, where are these people? Why aren't they speaking out?
Well, because they're there as professional race baiters to create divide and conquer. The last thing they want us to do, I didn't think, what color is this woman when I heard a woman been gunned down in front of a baby? I thought, oh, this is a tragedy. And even if they had to kill her, she was driving erratically and it was a danger. They should have shot her tires out. But still, I'm not even saying go after the cops that shot her. I'm saying don't call them heroes. Don't have celebrations. Don't hand out medals. I mean, no culture honors killing an unarmed woman. I mean, it's just the bottom of the barrel. Instead, standing ovations, they're heroes, give them medals. I mean, it's disgusting. But getting back to Obamacare, getting back to that. Look, the issue here is it was written by the worst of the worst, big insurance companies, to shut down smaller HMOs and insurance companies, and to make everybody vertically integrate and pay. And now people are finding out. What do you think is going to happen with Obamacare now that the folks are finding out what a gang rape it is?
I think it's going to continue. I don't think they're going to be able to get rid of it. I think we're stuck with it. And people are going to find out when it's too late, when their children are being denied life-saving procedures, or their elderly are being euthanized in nursing homes.
But that's okay. If you're a graduate student and part of the intelligentsia, you get a discount. Or if you're an illegal alien, you get preferential. See, it's all about social engineering, too. I mean, if they'll use the IRS to persecute tea parties and Christians, of course they're going to use Obamacare to selectively give care. I mean, this is what it's all about in a gang, collectivist, mafia system. Now other people run your life. It's social engineering. Let's talk to Scott in Indiana. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
Louis 14th. I want to tell you, a man named Bob in this series, he was on the Hagman Report.
Sir, your phone's breaking up. You're a racist. I appreciate your call. We can't have racists. Goodbye, racist. MJ in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead, racist.
Hello, Alex. You know, with the hijack care that went on and the murder of our fellow citizen, I don't know how much more it's going to take for people to wake up.
Well, I just can't believe they're talking about giving the cops medals that shot this woman. I wouldn't want my name released if I'd shot this unarmed woman.
I can't believe it either. But one other thing, you know, since a lot of people are so interested in TV, I don't know if you've seen that latest commercial by Sears with the squirrels and they started rebelling.
Yes, yes, the squirrels are in there. They've got them building something, right?
Right, cutting coupons.
Cutting coupons so they rebel, yeah.
And, you know, that's what we need to start doing in a nonviolent way. But you got the squirrels taking back their freedom. Even though I know it's just a commercial, it's just a message.
Well, you know why they do that? Actually, the country is on the edge of rebellion. And that's why you see so many themes of rebellion in TV and stuff, because people are angry. And I'm angry. I'm angry. Anything else you'd like to add there?
No, sir. You're going to give somebody else a chance to talk.
Hey, MJ, thank you so much. Ken, Chris, George, Chris, Shauna, Fred, DJ, we're going to all of you straight ahead. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. We're going to go right to your calls when we come back, and then a ton of news, and then Russell Brand. Be sure and visit the racist website, Infowars.com. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Remember, Obama will leave office, but the office of the presidency is being turned into a dictatorial position of the special interests that have been moving this country into an authoritarian system so they can suck it dry. It's not about producing. It's not about being competitive. It's about being in control. It's about running the show. That's why Obama doesn't care that his approval rating is plunging. He doesn't care if his followers have found out he's lying to them now. It was his job to come in and lead people on and betray them. Speaking of Obama supporters, Shauna in Kentucky says she was a former Obama supporter but now isn't. Shauna, and then we'll go to Ken and others. Shauna, tell us your take on what's happening.
Well, I appreciate you just mentioning that I was an Obama supporter. I'm not proud of that. I regret it. I helped him get elected. I was a fall fellow. Anyways, and I did do it for the Obamacare because poor family member. So I'm glad that that I found you, Alex. I really am. And one of the reasons I wanted to call in was because I had a dream that it deals with our nation. I wanted to know if I could tell you it really quick.
Sure. Dreams are always important.
Okay, so really quick, I had this dream that I was looking down over a balcony and someone that I knew began to fall over it. And as she fell over it, I looked in her face and she just, all I saw her face was just helpless. She needed help. I couldn't get to her. And I just began, it was just the spirit, when I was dreaming, I just said, get away from her. Leave her alone. And I was like, God help her. Oh, God help her. And as I began to do that, in my dream, she began to elevate back over the rail and come back to where the ground level was. And somebody we knew was near her. I said, grab her, grab her. That person grabbed her. Then I ran over that and grabbed her. And we were just praying and we were just holding
her. That sounds like an archetypal dream of the fact that you couldn't save her. But if you call on God, then God will give you the power through God to save people. That is a beautiful dream. So how did the dream end?
Well, I woke up and I told someone, I said, maybe you should call this person. I said, no, I don't know. And then a few days later, she called us and she said, you guys won't believe what happened to me. And I said, well, let me tell you this dream. It will be confirmation. She said, no, if you don't let me tell you now, I won't be able to tell you. And she said, all of a sudden, she just began to spiral down and she began to plan a way to kill herself. And then God brought her to a point where he calmed her down. And I'm saying this because I believe that there's a demonic, but I believe there's technology that's being used against the United States citizens. And
yes, ma'am. We're in a very, listen, we're a country that's killed 54 million babies and said they're not humans. We're a country that it uses more illegal and legal drugs and alcohol than any other country. We are a country with a larger prison population, not just per capita, period. We have become a cursed nation. We're still a blessed nation. America has been exceptional. Our destiny is tied to world destiny. We're a very special country, undoubtedly. But the battle's being fought here. And yes, I've never really talked about this on air, but one reason I know there is a God, there is a spiritual realm, science has proven it as well, there's other dimensions, you name it, is I've had many dreams. When I was a child, I didn't recognize them. I knew they were upsetting dreams. They were usually bad things that were going to happen, and then a year later it would happen exactly as I dreamed. As I've got older, I have less of those dreams, but I've had many dreams that 100%, like, I walk around a corner and a guy in a green and pink shirt tries to mug me. And then a year later, I'll walk around a corner and there's the guy and he tries to mug me. But I was ready because of it, ended up kicking his butt. But I mean, there's definitely stuff going on here. And the establishment does not want us to even think about that or even be aware of that. And yes, I've had many experiences and people that aren't even Christian from every culture. There's been books written about this, university studies. Colonel Craig Roberts, good friend of mine, He died for 10 minutes. They couldn't resuscitate him. Had the angel there, went through the portal, was at the Golden Gates, whole nine yards. Every culture, when people die, that's what they see. Even atheists see that. So many atheists become Christians because they see it. We're on a planet in space. I mean, of course there's a bunch of stuff going on we don't know about. Of course, there's a lot going on is the bottom line. And that's it feels like you've been touched by God. You've been touched by the spiritual. And now you see through Obama, don't you?
Yes. I mean, I Alex, I really believe God had me there for a reason. And I think that's so that I could see and that I could help expose it. Because that's what I'm doing now. That's what I'm doing now. I'm exposing it as much as I can.
Well, look, the moment you ask God for discernment, the moment you try to seek the truth, it will be open. I'm sure you've heard the old Zen saying, not to mix metaphors here, but the teacher will appear when the student is ready. And the moment you realize there's a bigger universe around you and that these politicians and these TV people and Alex Jones, I mean, it doesn't matter. Question everything. The minute you start doing that, you're on a road to liberty, a road to enlightenment. The road to enslavement is narrow, and the system tells you don't question. You're called a conspiracy theorist if you question, because they're scared of you questioning. They're scared of you seeking, and seeking is the beginning of enlightenment. Let's go to another call. Ken in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I was hoping to get a little video clip of an interview with a priest for a chapel on one of the bases, and I'll leave it at that because he's...
Well, sir, it's racist for a priest to pray with someone who's sick or lost a loved one, and they've said they will arrest anyone that prays with a priest or pastor during the shutdown. Now, I think that's reasonable in America, that even if there's a shutdown and the priest isn't being paid, that they would go pray with someone. I think that that's racist. I agree with Obama. They should be arrested. Why don't you?
Well, apparently they should.
I think they should. And if you don't agree, you're racist. So let's just say arrest anyone praying. That sounds like freedom to me, doesn't it, you?
Absolutely. But he decided to go ahead and decline on it. So we just had a regular conversation, because he was just completely wigged out because he wasn't sure if, I'd post it, to something like YouTube.
Well, sir, you need to do what the government says. It's totally reasonable to have the IRS arresting Tea Party people and pro-lifers for no reason. And it's very reasonable to threaten pastors or priests with arrest if they pray during the shutdown with members of the flock that need consoling. So if a priest goes and helps some veteran who's having PTSD, or if they go and do a funeral for a veteran that's died, that is bad. They should be arrested, and I agree. I am a liberal. I am not racist. So you're talking to this priest who's not going to follow orders, and you said you might talk about it, and he got scared of arrest? Well, he should be. He doesn't live in a free country. He should be, and you should be arrested, too.
Well, he held the service off base. But
well, that sounds like a secret, some type of secret religious thing like they did in Russia. How dare him? I think the KGB, Homeland Security, should go arrest that priest right now. It's not funny, sir. Get rid of that racist right now. Listen, you do what the government says. You turn your kids over, like MSNBC says. You turn your guns in, and you pay all your money, like France, 100% to the socialists who are tax exempt. Listen, I'm reading mainstream Catholic news websites, Daily Caller, Drudge Report, you name it, are all reporting you will be arrested if you pray in the military. I say that's good. That's freedom. Arrest everyone. Obama, we love you.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the premiere of the Russell Brand interview coming up in the next segment. Then I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Lord willing. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're not just getting the best products at the lowest prices. You're also supporting hardcore libertarian ideas of freedom and funding an unapologetic, almost goblin-like creature when it comes to fighting tyranny. Yours truly, Alex Jones, and our whole news division, the films, the news websites, the documentaries, the magazine, all of it. And we have the new October issue with Obamacare Halloween mask on the cover. You can cut out and use, exposing Obamacare and so much more. InfoWars magazine available in bulk, or get a gift subscription and give to friends and family at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. This documentary is so powerful. I wish I would have made it. Take back your power, investigating the smart grid, the medical studies, what it's doing to plants and animals, insects, humans, you name it. A very, very powerful are corporations paving a perilous path directly to your homes with the smart meters? It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Take back your power. And we're now coming out with InfoWars.com, highest quality, high-def dash cams that are on your dash or that are rear-view mirrors camouflaged to videotape wildlife, wrecks, road rage drivers, out-of-control police. These are basically hidden cameras in your car. The lowest price, $99.95, InfoWarsStore.com. The leading competitor has us for $130. And your purchase supports the broadcast, so InfoWarsStore.com. And when you're at InfoWarsStore.com, it also comes with a memory chip and everything. What is that, 8 gig? Just thrown in. I mean, no one can top this. InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, it's gratis, thrown in. InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, InfoWarsLife.com. Links into InfoWarsStore.com. The first of many products developed by Dr. Group and others. The best nascent iodine. Double the strength. Double the strength, ladies and gentlemen. Half the cost. All I can say is look at me if you're watching on TV. What it's doing for me health-wise. Nothing in my research and experiences like nascent iodine. We have the best. InfoWarsLife.com. Available right now. In glycerin, non-alcohol base, at InfoWarsLife.com. I just got some more in. It had sold out. So InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget, $5.95 a month for 11 memberships. So you can share them with friends and family at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news and so much more. We're not like NPR that's taxpayer-funded. We're funded by viewers and listeners like you. So thank you so much. Be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates as well and spread the word about the broadcast. We call this mid-air refueling when we fund ourselves with great products we use. We're capitalist. We're free market. We love America, the real America, not the socialist America, and we don't apologize for it. Okay, let's now shift gears quickly to George, Bill, Chris, Fred, DJ, and Chris. I got to go quick because we got the Russell Brand interview coming up. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It seems like the angels are looking over your shoulder. I called you about 3 years ago, and I told you that I had a message from the man upstairs for you, and I needed confirmation before I would pass it on to you, and I gave you the story that I was in the library to get the confirmation. I just was there, and I said, turn around and pick this book. And I picked the book, and it was called Tyrants Destroyed and Other Stories by Vladimir Nabokov. And you said, that sounds like a good book. I should read that. And the confirmation wasn't just the name of the title. I was supposed to open the book, and when I opened the book, one of the chapters had my last name, the same last name as Michelle Bachmann, the representative. That was the confirmation. And that was to show that you had reached a point in your listenership that the critical mass had been reached, that they don't have a chance. Yes, they'll be fighting, but they don't have a chance. And that you were a little bit depressed back then because you thought you were just flailing around and you hadn't reached that point. Now you know that's true. Now the two other points I want to make. I live in Stamford, Connecticut, the city where that poor woman was killed. And the day before that, I was in the city of Fairfield, Connecticut, where a man who I could give, but I don't know if it's important. He was a former Remington arms chemist. He had rocket fuel, 200 rifles, explosive materials in his garage. But the police, when they found this out accidentally, because he was acting strange, and they wanted to investigate, they found this out. They treated him like a human being and just brought him to one of the psychiatric departments and took care of him. They didn't shoot him. They didn't kill him. They didn't do anything like that. Now, 20 minutes down the road, we have the woman from Stamford. I was driving. I drove past this when it was happening because my friend was right down the street from this incident. The next day, I'm driving up Washington Boulevard, this boulevard in Stamford, and I'm driving past the woman's residence, which I didn't know at that point. All I see is like 12 of these vans with their electronics on the top from the TV stations. What the heck's going on here? And says, oh, it's the woman from the whatever.
Oh, yeah, they admitted in the Associated Press they raided her house and the local current paper, to try to find anti-government material to demonize the liberty movement. No guns, no weapons, no nothing. She probably didn't even have postpartum. From what we heard, she got scared at a checkpoint and ran. They shot at her. And then once they did that, they had to prove she was wrong, so they killed her down the road. Of course she ran. I'd run, too. But listen, I got to go to other callers. What's your bottom line?
The bottom line, I'm just showing you, the angels are looking over your shoulder. Here I am, just an ordinary citizen.
Brother, you don't have to tell me angels are looking over my shoulder. I appreciate your call. I wouldn't be alive if they weren't looking over my shoulder. I mean, I've seen some stuff. My life's been crazy, brother. I know. That's why I'm not afraid to die. Believe me, I know. But God bless you. And it's kind of a theme of angels today. We don't usually get into stuff like this on air, but everybody's really getting tuned up right now because the world's on the edge of World War III, folks. I hope we can turn it around. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm calling to disagree with what was being said this past week, and that was that by a guest of yours, and that was that we're it was kind of fatalistic to say that we're going to have to go through some pain that Peter Schiff has been saying. Of course, he's very correct in his predictions, but to say that we are going to have to go through some pain is rather authoritarian, and Iceland is a shining example of how we don't need to go through.
No, we shouldn't go through the globalist pain of austerity by taxpayers paying for foreign bankers. But there will be pain for all these people that have been brought up to not know how to provide for themselves.
Certainly, and we can gain more time to become more involved and improve our health if we...
Well, listen, I agree with Ron Paul. We're not going to get off all this welfare overnight. It's going to take a generation. I mean, we're in deep trouble, but I don't think we're going to just cut it all off in one day.
It's the odious debt that they're telling us that we must pay, and Iceland disavowed.
That's right. The debt is about 10 times what private debt is. You're absolutely right. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Fred in Virginia. Fred, you're on the air.
I just want to tell you, yesterday my friend Chris and I went into the belly of the beast and walked right up to the Lincoln Memorial and began protesting.
How dare you cross the barriers like others? That's racist. If you don't do what Obama says, it's racist.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because if you were to go to Stephen King's, he's a congressman in Iowa, if you go to his Twitter account, at about 5:40 Eastern time, he uploaded a picture of people in the monument. My friend and I left at about 5:30, 5:20.
Yeah, no, people are crossing the barriers everywhere, and they should.
So I sent you guys a video. Hopefully you guys will put it up somewhere. We'd like to think that we help motivate people to cross the barrier.
If a free society can't cross the barrier at the World War II Memorial or wherever, and they're putting extra guards to block you from it, it just shows how disconnected they are. Obama says arrest priests or pastors that pray with members of the military during the shutdown. I mean, it's just, why do we follow all these illegal orders? It's time to start saying no. The Russell Brand video interview. Audio interviews coming up after this break. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gotta love Coach East. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, and here's our Russell Brand interview live in Austin, Texas. What is the essence of your development, or when we talked a few weeks ago, your awakening? Is it accelerating? Because I see an awakening across the board of humanity, period.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting time. I think that people are interested once more in formulating a different society. I think people are kind of bored of being exploited. They're bored with a cultural narrative that supports elitism and exploits the people.
What do you think of the whole Obama phenomenon? Because a lot of people thought he would actually change things, but instead it seems like he's accelerated all the very same stuff. Whereas, not that George Bush was a good guy, it's just that Obama has been more effective at actually getting the establishment agenda through.
I suppose where our beliefs intersect, Alex, is that I think of contemporary bipartisan politics as a meaningless spectacle designed to distract you from where power truthfully dwells. So for me, I don't have a view on Democrats, Republicans. I just sort of think of it as an interchangeable spectacle drawn across the reality. So for me, I'm not surprised or disillusioned or disappointed. I think it's good that there was like a black president. I think that's like a cool thing, but I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't more distribution or redistribution of resources. There wasn't more representation of people that need to be represented.
Where does the power really lie?
I suppose the power really lies with money in a capitalist society. So wherever there is money and resources, I think that these are the people that are making decisions. This would be my assumption. And I think that politicians, broadly speaking, are the administrators of the agenda and incentives of corporate entities and global entities that are perhaps not accessible or discernible on a sort of a public level.
Do you think In your gut, do you think human civilization will survive? Will we make it off-world, or will humanity destroy ourselves? What's your gut tell you?
Yeah, I do. I believe profoundly in the power of humanity. I believe that we're connected. I think there's an inevitability to us to a successful revolution. I think this is a change in consciousness that we're experiencing. I feel that we will survive. I think there's going to be radical changes. I think that we need to be looking at the world as, well, we're pretty worried for your New World Order thing, but I think we need to look at the world as one inclusive entity. We need to look at what, how many people there are on the planet. We need to look at the resources that are available and what's the most sensible thing to do with that. And I think that's going to be a massive change for the power structures as they currently exist.
That's when I feel in my gut is humanity will survive and succeed and go to the next level. I agree with you. And the elite are lying to themselves not to think they're connected to everybody else. Whatever they do to other people comes back on them. That's karma.
Yes, I agree with this principle of karma. But for me, what's very important is to align people that are currently disparate and oppositional. I think any working people or any people that are economically disadvantaged need to look at forming alliances with one another against people that have economic resources. I'm not talking about the middle classes. I'm talking about super rich elites.
Well, my issue is most of the super rich elites got their money through corrupt operations. I mean, I've studied it. They get it through monopolies and through deals. My problem is they usually use government to set up the monopoly.
Yes.
I understand that government could be a tool for good in the final equation. It's all a balance. But how do you get around the monopoly capitalists using government to shut down their competition?
I think like with regulation and with representing the power of people. And I think until people on mass make it clear that they're no longer prepared to tolerate this kind of system, then it will continue. You see that whenever like statements are made about sort of transitioning power, it makes people very, very nervous when people talk about no longer paying the kind of fuel prices that we're used to paying, no longer having to pay for health insurance in the way that we're used to. People make people kind of nervous. I think that we need to break down the corporations that are controlling this planet. I think there needs to be dramatic, radical economic reform.
I agree. So end the monopolies.
Yeah. Destroy them, motherfucker. Except for the little top hat. He was always my favorite. The little dog, he's a bastard.
Well, listen, I mean, it's easy for me to be on camera with you, but I really wanted to get the essence of where you think things are going. I think we've gotten that. Just a few other questions, Russell.
You're a spiritual man, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Well, this is what defines it for me. Politics just needs to be the administration of certain spiritual principles. For me, the spiritual principles are important is that we are all one, we're all together, and every individual's rights need to be respected. And politics needs to be the administration and distribution of those ideas. Like, you know, I think that there was a problem with the separation of church and state. I think that we need to see politics as the implementation of spiritual principles of oneness, togetherness, tolerance of one another, and making sure that people are taken care of. This is what I think. I think we need a spiritual revolution more than a political and social revolution.
What is Veritas then? What is ultimate truth?
I suppose the ultimate truth is oneness, that this is a temporary illusion, that we temporarily occupy these flesh puppets. We believe so much in our identities, we believe in our individualism, and I talk as a very sort of egotistical man. Look at my hair, look at these bracelets, look at these ridiculous boots. I'm a person who believes in the nature of my own individualism and my own identity. But on a deeper level, I recognise that all these things are transient, and what's important and what's defining are the things that we all share: love, unity, togetherness. As long as we have cultural narratives that eschew these ideas, that suppress these ideas in favour of negative human traits, greed, selfishness, lust. As long as these ideas are promoted, we will exist in opposition to one another and we'll be exploitable by corporations that prey upon these negative facets of humanity.
Sure, well, it's double-faceted. It's kind of a paradox. The establishment is afraid of the power of the individual, but really they're afraid of an individual that isn't basically part of their whole corporate board. So at the same time, saying we're all one is what they want to push, but it's their false oneness. There's the oneness of being an individual, being empowered, but sharing that idea with others.
They have
so
great,
it's a paradox.
I think they have great principles among one another. When the stock market crashes, they all bail each other out. They take care of each other. They give each other great bonuses. They look after one another at that level. It's just when it comes to everybody else that we get over.
When do you think humanity will get to a point where we're not having all these big wars and all this corruption, or will it just be a process and never really become like a singularity?
I think it's happening now, isn't it? I mean, like, it's a long while since Muhammad Ali said, "I ain't got no beef with the Viet Cong." But I think people are increasingly realizing why we're going to war with these people. We don't know who the f*** they are. We don't know who the f*** they believe in. What are we doing a war with these people? The problem is around the corner. The problem is in our streets. It's on our TVs.
Last question. A while back you were on MSNBC and it went viral all over the world. Hundreds of millions watched it, where you simply laughed at the people all in a narcissistic power trip sitting around that stage and said, you guys are basically a joke, and it shook them up.
I'm coming in tomorrow with a big necklace, and I'm opening
it up. Look beyond superficial. That's the problem with current affairs. You forget about what's important. You allow the agenda to be decided by superficial information. What am I saying? What am I talking about? Don't think about what I'm wearing. These things are redundant.
I'm distracted.
Superficial.
When do you think the old dinosaur media will finally figure out it's dead? Because I've already figured that out. Their audiences are tiny, but they still have these big stages, huge sponsorship. They don't even get that a kid in New York or England or China or Mexico has a bigger audience on YouTube than they do on CNN or MSNBC. What is going to happen when the establishment finally figures out, because the final domino to fall is their whole delusion that they're actually in charge. I agree with you. They're not in charge anymore, but still they think they are. Still we, on average, think they are. What happens when that final domino falls?
Well, I think that they'll continually look to occupy new paradigms. I imagine that they're even now investing heavily in new media and in ways of controlling the internet. We're seeing this with what went on with Prism. They're advanced. These people aren't in power by mistake. They know what they're doing. But as long as if people are empowered with information, if people are unified, if people have like a common understanding and prepared to look at what we share, what unifies us instead of what separates us, then the people are invincible. This is the irrefutable truth of the elitist pyramid structures, is when the people are awake, it is impossible to maintain. This is why we need a police force, no disrespect officer, and a domestic army to control populations, because when the people decide this is over now, then it is over now, and we are close to this realization.
So the people do have the power, and the power structure realizes that, but as long as we're aware of the manipulation, it's game over.
Yeah, this is it's happening now. It's inevitable. We don't have to do anything. We're merely projections of a, like it says in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. Like, you know, there are subtler dimensions, subtler frequencies of which we are the realization. If we become in tune with a different narrative, a different story, if we live as God would have us live, then the world will change automatically. It will just happen automatically. Someone said, I think it might be Prabhupada, that a cave can have been in darkness for 10,000 years, but as soon as the light is put on, as soon as a match is struck, the light is there. So the light is coming.
And humanity's coming out of the cave.
We're coming out of the cave. It's over. We're coming out of the caves now. We're going to be on the plains. It's going to be a crazy time. We're going to be rocking in furs. We're going to be kissing each other. It's going to be a libertarianism. That's what you're into. Libertarian revolution. As long as it's absolutely egalitarian, Alex. Follow me on Twitter if you want to, at Rusty Rockets. But basically, carry on doing what you're doing, being happy in your hearts.
All right, folks, that is most of the interview. There's some more that we're going to be airing on the nightly news tomorrow and on the radio tomorrow during the weekday show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us at Real Alex Jones. And pretty powerful radio show today, talking about the authoritarians and the government telling priests and preachers they can't minister to people in the military during the crisis. I mean, this is tyranny. This is not liberalism. This is oppression masquerading as egalitarianism, the opposite of what we should stand for. All right, folks, Alex Jones signing off. Have a great Sunday night.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.